as they have been for so many of my other students. Good luck. Before we begin, I do need to establish three parameters or three main ground rules for you to follow when you use this course. The first is that I want you to take your time to think out your response, to work out the answer you want to give. You don't need to rush with this course at all. There are natural length pauses that have been inserted into the course to give you a chance to respond, but if you find these are not long enough, feel free to pause the course. What you need most is to have time to think about what it is you want to say, so don't feel rushed. Go at your own pace, at a pace that's comfortable for you. The second, and perhaps the most important ground rule, is that I don't want you to make an effort to remember what I teach you. In fact, strange as it might sound, I'm actually quite happy for you to forget. The reason for this is that if you sit trying to memorize something, it is very, very rarely effective. Most of the time when people have tried to learn long lists of vocabulary, they've learnt them for a little while, but a week later, 2 weeks later, they've forgotten what those words mean. It just isn't effective and it isn't helpful. During this course, I will introduce words and ideas, with the idea being that you actually won't remember all of them the first time. You'll forget some of them. But that doesn't matter at all, because I will bring them up again, repeatedly, and reintroduce them, so that by the end of the course, you'll remember those words and those ideas by themselves and without any effort on your part. So, don't try and write things down. Don't try and take notes and remember what it is I've just said. Simply go with the flow of the course. What you remember, and what you forget. Because I can guarantee you, by the end of the course, if you do that, you will actually remember almost everything. So, don't worry about it. Just let it go. And let me be the one responsible for you remembering. The third ground rule is that I don't want you to worry about making mistakes. When learning a new language, you will inevitably make mistakes. And I think that because we get so used to speaking our own languages perfectly, we find it very uncomfortable as adults to make mistakes when we're speaking out loud in a foreign language. You'll find, however, that the beauty of using this method is that you'll instantly know when you've made a mistake, and you'll also find out why. This will allow you to change what you're doing and to make rapid progress in the language. And so by making mistakes and knowing how to correct them yourself, you'll find you rapidly go from a non-speaker of the language to being someone who can communicate in it with a surprising degree of confidence, even after just a few hours of studying it. So again, to restate these three ground rules, take your time to work out your response, there's no rush. Don't try to actively remember what it is I'm teaching you. In fact, let yourself forget it, don't worry about it. Finally, feel free to make mistakes. If you make mistakes, you'll learn from them, particularly when you're learning with me using this method. If you follow these ground rules, then you can leave your learning of the language to me. Though you may be only vaguely aware of it, English and Spanish are in fact very closely related languages. English is essentially made up of two key parts. One is a sort of German Anglo-Saxon part, and the other is a Latin part. The Latin roots of English run very deep, so much so that around 6 out of every 10 words in English have come into English via Latin languages, such as Spanish. These words tend to be the longer ones in English, with the shorter words being of Anglo-Saxon Germanic origin. So, more or less, the longer words in English tend to have come from Latin languages and are similar to the words in Spanish, and the shorter ones have come from Anglo-Saxon Germanic languages and so are quite different to the Spanish ones. Now, the differences between these words